Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Fingers. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Raleigh Fingers. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Fingers covering, for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. May is thrown out after the base hit. Andrews scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Hobley moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers bunts in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hovley moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Munday reaches second base with a double. Jean Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munday scores. Tenarche moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. John Stone chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Richard. Richard fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Richard. Tenarche scores. Green scores. Campaneris moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hovley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Panther now pitching. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Egan moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hovley. Richard reaches second base with a double. Egan scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Richard moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales juggles the ball. That's an error on Morales. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Bob Locker. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Andrews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Bando reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Monday reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. It's 12-4, White Sox. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off May, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 4 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hobley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.